702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Let's walk the talk.
At 8:37 on Weekend Breakfast, it is the Saturday edition and we're taking a look at all things lovely, and by that I mean the things that are happening in the arts. Zolani Mahola has released a new single called Remember Who You Are, and she's also known to her fans as The One Who Sings, and we're talking about the new chapter, or the next chapter in her musical journey, of course, as a solo artist, as an activist, so much more. There's so much more to the work that she does, how she shows up in the world. Of course, we know her, or initially met her, either as an actress, I remember, on Cha-Cha on SABC television. But, you know, she spent 17 successful years with the Pan-African supergroup Freshly Ground. And now we talk about Zolani as the one who sings and Zolani as the activist. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Zolani.
Thank you, Rafidwe. What an awesome introduction. Hi.
It is always such it's always such a joy to speak to you, and of course, just to listen to your music. But let's talk about first the song that I'm keen to play when we finish our conversation, Remember Who You Are. It is now available. It went live on all streaming platforms yesterday on the 27th of November. Tell us about that song and this journey that you've been on throughout 2020.
Oh, massive journey.
Yes.
As I think so many of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The world over. The world over for sure. And I think this idea of remember who you are started coming to me during our very first hard lockdown.
Yeah.
Where I personally was faced with myself in a way that I hadn't been before.
How's that?
You know? Yeah. No. I mean, a lot of my, you know, I've been in and out of kind of dealing with the effects of surviving some kind of trauma in childhood, which I think so many of us have, and sort of realizing that I developed these coping mechanisms, these kind of addictive tendencies that weren't serving me at all, basically. Mm-hmm. And so these very much came to the fore somehow in that particularly in this first kind of month, you know. And so I went through a process, you know, of having to really disentangle what it was that actually belonged to me still, that was still relevant, and then what I wanted to change and who I actually am. Mm-hmm. So this song is a big result of that. Of that process, you know, of coming to remember who I am, simply put.
Yeah. And of course, the song is written for and also inspired by the Give Her a Crown campaign. Tell us about the campaign and what it seeks to do, especially for women.
I'd love to tell you about this campaign. So I'm the ambassador for this campaign, hashtag Give Her a Crown. And I guess that they started seeing me wearing a whole lot of crowns that I had made or designed and had people make for me. And this was also a part of my process of kind of reclaiming my own story and reimagining, you know, reclaiming my dignity in a way, I think.
Yeah.
And so when I came into contact with the Change Collective, which created the campaign, they asked me to be an ambassador. And basically, it is a female empowerment platform.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to their website, Give Her a Crown. And basically, what they aim to do is they want to change the narrative of women in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
particularly in relation to gender-based violence and gender inequality. So what they do is that they go onto their platforms, you can go to Instagram, Give Her a Crown, SA, and you can tell this story of a woman in your life that has made an impact on you.
Yeah.
And in that way, you give her a crown. And there's actually a cute little crown filter that they have. You can give them a digital crown. So it's sharing the stories of a woman. It's empowering the story of women in South Africa, I would say, or championing the world story, changing the narrative.
Yeah.
It's really lovely. And so there's also there are 16 artists that have created bespoke crowns, and they're made out of all sorts of different kinds of material, from natural materials to, you know, all sorts of amazing. Mm-hmm. You actually go check out their site. So they're auctioning off all of these crowns during the 16 days of activism. Mm-hmm. And all of the proceeds are going towards a crowdfunding campaign, #CrownFund.
Yeah.
And that one is going to create programs for kids in schools that are to do with gender equality, that is empowering teachers to teach in a gender, in working with Lalela, actually. That's their art. You know Lalela?
Yeah. And, you know, empowering
in
teachers.
Education.
Yeah, and also empowering teachers and children to, utilize language and take on board language that that entrenches equitable relations. At the end of your words, but not at the end of your talent. Zolani, you said something very, very interesting, which was that part of the journey, and I guess part of the journey for a lot of women, is reclaiming your dignity. What do you mean by that, especially when we've known you for, you know, as the public for such a long time, and never once haven't gotten a sense that reclaiming your dignity was something you had to do? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that, and it's closely linked to the tag, one of the taglines of this campaign, is reclaiming my story. So for me, I kind of had two different stories that I was living with. I had an internal private story, and I had a public story that was outwardly seeming like, you know, as you say, you know, like super cheerful and quite successful, and all of that stuff was true.
Yes.
But underlying it, and kind of more importantly, was a different story that that I was living with, which was actually of self-worthlessness.
Mm.
You know, I was living with a story of shame, actually, and I was living with a story of not really believing in myself, not truly.
Sure.
And so these stories, it was very interesting in that these stories actually came to a head at the pinnacle of my success with Freshly Ground 2010, around the World Cup, where it was, you know, billions of people all around the world were aware, at least, of me, and somehow something happened there, you know, where I realized that I was actually at my lowest point personally.
Internally.
And that was because of the actual internal story that I was living with. So reclaiming my story was about going back and understanding why that was. So I started going back and tracing back to my childhood, really, you know, and realizing where I had picked up those beliefs about myself. And then starting to go through a process of unlearning, you know, and reinforcing.
Sure.
What is really, really true about myself.
That's really, really beautiful, Zolani. I love talking, and I love the fact that you're so open to sharing with us, you know, what is happening in your life and in your music. I'm going to play us out with a bit of your song, Remember Who You Are, which, as I said at the top of the interview, is now available on streaming and downloading. But thank you for the very important work that you do. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
You too,
Rufiba.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll do that. Zolani Mahola. Of course, the new song is Remember Who You Are. Let's listen to a snippet of that.
If the birds up in the trees know how beautiful they are, if the mountains and the seas